What came first? Was it the chicken or the egg? Let's liken this to our podcast and our podcast growth. What came first? You being able to make money with your podcast or you spending money on your podcast? What came first?
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
What's up, podcaster? It's your friend, Adam A. Adams, and we are talking about the chicken or the egg. We are talking about investing in your podcast or making money through your podcast. What comes first? Do you pour money and time and energy into the show and then it pays you dividends like an investment? Or do you kind of have a wishy-washy show and hope that it starts to make money organically on its own and it never does? So you never have the money to invest in the show and you ultimately quit with an absolute headache, upset at yourself, embarrassed, and if you had a tell, it would be between your legs. So what happens here? I want to share with you because I've had several calls. We have free, we call them a discovery call. Discovery call is in part me pouring into a podcaster. I always start those discovery calls with giving someone at least $1,000 of value. So if they don't even hire our company, they still have $1,000 at least in value that they can take and run with. So after I do that, I ask what they are looking for. What do they need help with? And after I go to that second step, the third step is, if I believe that my company can serve him or her, I will offer the ways that my company can serve him or her. I will explain and show on the discovery call, how can we get you from place that you are right now to this other place that you really truly want to be at, and you don't know your own answers? How could you hire us and us take over that stuff? So that's what our discovery call is all about. And I've had a few of those that end up with somebody who has some money, but isn't sure if they should be investing it in their podcast. They're still doing their podcast, but it's losing traction or it's not really gaining any traction. It's kind of staying stagnant. And the common theme that I'm understanding is that human beings tend to be afraid of the unknown. They are afraid to take a leap of faith. They've got a bungee cord on them that engineers have proven is going to catch them. And so they know clearly that the engineer says their friend was just bungee jumping right in front of them, but they cannot bring themselves to just jumping off that cliff, even though they have the safety net, couple safety nets. They've got the bungee cord, an actual literal safety net underneath that even if you landed in that net full force, you still couldn't get hurt, right? And they're afraid to do it because, man, it is overwhelming to have to put yourself out there. There's a lot of people that are shy, naturally shy. You might not even come across as a shy person. You might come across as an outgoing person, right? Extroverted human being. But deep down, you're a little afraid of getting judged. You're a little afraid of failing. You're a little afraid of what if the bungee broke and somehow I broke my arm on that soft net underneath? What if? And you're sitting there thinking about all of the things that could go wrong when you see that engineer has engineered this, that you could be 2,000 pounds and still be able to survive this. And you're only, we'll call it 180 pounds. I don't know. You could be 110 pounds. You could be 500 pounds. Let's just say that they've engineered this bungee cord to way outperform your weight and you're still afraid to jump. Well, that's what it's like sometimes when we have to invest in our podcast. the thing is, this chicken and egg thing, if you don't invest in your podcast, like your business investing in its marketing, if you don't market, nobody knows that you have a business. And so your business fails. And you're like, well, I don't have enough money to feel comfortable to put out the ads. I don't have enough money. I don't feel comfortable sending out 2,000 mailers. I don't feel comfortable doing a Facebook ad. What if the Facebook ad fails? There comes a point that you've got to understand in life, with bungee jumping, with asking that girl out, with trying new things like learning a new language, you might not understand it. You might be afraid to look like a fool. You might be afraid of those things, but between the chicken and the egg, the investment in the podcast is what comes first. If you never do that investment and expect it to organically go to the place that you want it to go without your help, it won't go there. People don't automatically share your podcast. You've got to understand that there comes a point where you have to invest. And if, in case what you're thinking is that I'm doing this as a sales pitch for my company to serve your podcast, that is absolutely not the case. This goes for anything that you do in life. Between the chicken and the egg, you've got to take the first step. You've got to take that leap of faith. You've got to jump. Even when it seems weird, it feels vulnerable, you've got to take that leap. So whatever it is that is holding you back in your podcast, I implore you to put aside some money with however you want to do it. Credit cards is how I do mine. I like to keep as much cash in the bank as possible. So I'll use a credit card for that so that I can pay the credit card off. If it doesn't work out, I can pay minimum payments. If it does work out, perfect. This is generally what happens anyway, is that I just pay it off the very next week, right? I want you to find those places that you're afraid to take that leap, whether it's marketing your podcast, whether it's investing in a better microphone so that more people can hear the better quality and appreciate your show, whether it's recording in a certain sound room, whether it's blocking time. Make that investment, the time investment, yes, and also the financial investment. It will pay dividends. And I'll end with this analogy. It's actually a true story. I think it came from a book called Mastermind. I'm actually having a hard time remembering the book right now. Okay, it's Think and Grow Rich. I believe it's Napoleon Hill. We'll link to an affiliate link for you to buy the Amazon book or the Audible because I love it. So we'll make sure we put that into the show notes so you can have a direct link to buying it. But I think that that's where I heard the story that somebody bought a place to mine and they were digging and digging and digging. They took the leap of faith, man. They dug and dug and dug and dug. And then they ended up like not being ready to like keep it going. So they sold it. And then the next person, they only dug the 3 more feet and they got the gold. I think the story is called 3 Feet from Gold. But anyway, I believe that it's a true story. And I read about it in Think and Grow Rich. The points are, you do have to take some initiative. You do have to try. You do have to dig deep every day. And there is a bell curve, which means after a year, 2 or 3, and I know that sounds like forever for many of you, a year, a whole year, I need money today. 2 years, 3 effing years. I'm not waiting 3 years for my business to be successful because of my podcast. Well, that's just the right way to do it. Think of this with longevity. Get into this space, the podcasting, your business, knowing that you might have to invest in the podcast, or you might have to be investing in your business. Like, you're not going to be making a whole bunch of money in the beginning of your business. You might have to invest in it. You might have to reinvest all of your profits for the first year. The second year, you might be just scraping by a little bit. The third year, now you're able to make a shit ton of money and you're really happy and you're really excited. That's what we're looking for the podcast. I want you to not stop 3 feet from gold, because to know that the gold is there, just keep digging. The bell curve happens And all of a sudden your business blows up, your podcast blows up, your name recognition blows up, the amount of money that is in your bank account blows up in a beneficial way, the good kind of blowing up. Anyway, with that said, I will leave you to the next episode. I appreciate you and your call to action today. And remember, when you have a podcast, you should always let your listener have some type of call to action. My call to action for you today is to think clearly through what things that you could invest in your podcast that would pay dividends. And then get out of your comfort zone and pay it. I'll see you on the next episode. You're not alone if you're ready to either get your very first affordable microphone or if you're ready to upgrade your equipment to some legit podcasting studio equipment. Because on all of the forums over the last few months, I'm seeing this all the time. Even my own personal clients that work with my team, they're ready to get that next microphone. They're asking us for it. Additionally, when I'm on discovery calls with potential clients, they're always asking for this stuff. Hey, what mic do you recommend? Hey, what lighting do you recommend? What webcam should I be using? So many questions. And so what we did, my whole team has put together a PDF so that if you're one of those people who is looking to either get your very first affordable microphone, or if you're ready to upgrade your equipment to more professional podcast studio equipment, whether it's soundproofing or whatever, we've got you covered by going to growyourshow.com/PDF. And you can download the PDF for free, or right there on the webpage is everything that you would have and you don't need to download the PDF. Either way, just go to growyourshow.com/PDF, which will put you to the podcasting equipment that me and my team have personally vetted. I'll see you on the next episode.